Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
It is such a joy to be gathered together today. This morning, we are having a special presentation at the close of our service called The Shadow of Jesus. So we will begin our service by celebrating Palm Sunday, and then we will move to a service of the Passion. So thank you to all who have worked so hard to put this special presentation together. Today is the day that God has given us. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Please prepare to receive God's presence this morning. To the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. May we sing together.
Thank you.
Almighty God, on this day, your Son, Jesus Christ, entered the city and was proclaimed king by those who spread their garments and palm branches along his way. Let those branches be a sign of victory, and grant that we may ever hail him as our Lord, and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. In his name we pray. Amen.
The scripture lesson this morning is from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 40. And this is the word of the Lord according to King James. And when he had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethpage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do you loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Jesus upon it. And as he went, they spread their clothes in the way. And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. May God add his blessing upon this reading.
Open wide the gates of Zion, let the glad hosannas ring. Lift your palms and praises together, open Jerusalem, honor your King.
Into our service of the Passion, I would invite you to turn in your hymnals to O Sacred Head, Now Wounded.
Amen.
This presentation of our version of the Passion includes scripture from Mark, Luke, and John, some additional poetry and music, narrated by Gladys Eiler, with part of Mother Mary sung by Heather Arnold, and the part of Jesus sung by Philip Shepherd Eiler. Little help on technical things from Sasha and Elliot Markle.
And when the disciples had sung a hymn, they went with Jesus to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "Each of you will be made to stumble because of me this night." Peter said to him, "Even if all are made to stumble, I will not be." Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you that today, even this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times." But Peter said, "I will not deny you." The others said likewise. They came to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Sit here while I pray." He went a little farther, fell on the ground, and prayed. Then he returned and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away to pray. To them a third time and said, "Are you still sleeping? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners." And immediately while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and chains, came toward Jesus and kissed him. For he had a signal saying, "Whomever I kiss, seize him." Then they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of those who stood by Jesus raised his sword and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. But Jesus said, "Permit even this." And he touched his ear and healed him. They arrested him and brought him to the high priest's house. Peter followed at a distance. Now when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the courtyard, Peter sat among them. A certain servant girl looked intently at him and said, "This man was also with him." But Peter denied him, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And after a while, another saw him and said, "You are with him." And Peter said, "Man, I am not." Then after about an hour had passed, another confidently affirmed, saying, "Surely this fellow was also with him, for he's a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are saying." Immediately while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. Peter went out and wept bitterly.
Now the men who held Jesus mocked him and beat him. Then the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is a king. He stirs up the people, teaching throughout Judea." The crowd began to shout, "Crucify him." Pilate said, "You brought this man to me as one who misleads the people. I will chastise him and release him." It was the custom to release one prisoner at the feast. The crowd shouted, "Crucify him and release to us Barabbas." Barabbas was a murderer who was chained with the other rebels. "Crucify him!
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Crucify this King of the Jews!"
So Pilate released Barabbas, and after he scourged Jesus, sent him to be crucified. He was beaten and mocked, and a crown of thorns was placed upon his head. Then Jesus, bearing his cross, went out to a place called Golgotha, or Place of the Skull. They crucified him with two other ones on either side. They posted a sign on the cross that said, "King of the Jews." By the cross of Jesus, his mother Mary.
"Jesus, my son, is crucified. His own disciples have forsaken him. Why must he suffer now and slowly die? My only son, my son, my son, why must he die? What purpose does it serve? Why should this torture and this death now?" Your son is crucified. The world in blindness has condemned him. May all find sight to see this sacrifice. Your only son. The Son of God is crucified. He died so we might live. Please make this death a metaphor to teach us to forgive. His life must last beyond his time, his spirit everlasting. Let your son on his cross of death stand before us forever. Jesus, our Lord, is crucified. Let all men see the truth in this, that God has given us his greatest gift, his only Son.
And then Jesus, knowing his last breath was near, cried out,
shouts in anger, forgive them. The soldiers cruelly taunt me, forgive them. With my last breath, help me, forgive.
The shadow of Jesus, does it mean he is nearby? You can't quite see or touch him, but your heart can hear him cry. He calls out for our forgiveness. From the cross he bears our sin. If you see the shadow of Jesus, may your soul's rebirth begin. Amen.
This broadcast was a recording from Palm Sunday, March 24th, 2013. Pastor was Kim Farrell.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.